The cost of living crisis is about to get a whole lot pricier if you've got a mortgage, and there could be yet more pain coming down the pipe. The Reserve Bank has raised the official cash rate 0.5% to 2% in a bid to reel in out-of-control inflation that it's at a 30-year high. So stand by for retail banks to pass that straight on to customers. The Reserve Bank's also signalled it will maintain its approach of, quote, briskly lifting the OCR. Kiwi Bank Chief Economist Jared Kerr is here to explain what it all means. Kia ora, Jared. How much heat's this going to throw on the cost of living fire?
It's going to throw a whole lot of heat on the fire. Not just what they've done today with 50 basis points, but what they've signalled they are going to do. We have a cash rate of 2% today. They're telling us they want the cash rate to be 4% in just a year's time. So there's a lot more tightening coming, and interest rates have a lot further to rise.
Yeah, give us a ballpark. What are people paying now, and what can they expect to pay when they hit that 4% with the OCR?
Well, we've got interest rates of around 5, 6% now. We'll have interest rates of around 6 to 7% by the time they deliver that tightening.
And how many homeowners do you reckon are affected by this?
Well, everyone who's not fixed. So there's about 15% of the mortgage book that are on floating, so they get hit straight away. And then over the next year, 60% of New Zealand's mortgage book rolls over. So 60% of mortgages roll over onto new rates. All those rates will be higher than what they were initially put on for.
So the government's $350 cost of living bonus, it's just gone up the pipe, has it?
Well, it's been evaporated in one move today.
Okay, so if you looked at an average mortgage, and I don't know what that is, could you actually give us a real cash amount more that someone would have to pay?
Well, if you've got a $700,000 loan and you've just seen your mortgage rate go up by 2% or more, that's an extra $15,000 a year. So we're talking significant increase in the cost of that mortgage.
I know banks were subject to tighter lending ratios. They were really looking at people's abilities to repay loans. So do you think that this is going to put some people in real trouble or just squeeze their household budgets a little bit more?
It's going to squeeze the household budget a little bit more. We do have test rates. So when you come into a bank and say, I want a mortgage, we say, well, we're going to test you at 6.5%, 7%. And if you can handle that level, then we'll give you money to that amount. And so people who are currently getting mortgages for 5% are still below that. But that test rate will be tested itself in the next year. So that's when I'm more concerned. In a year's time, we're going to wake up with people who are hitting the test rates.
So this is higher than what you were forecasting, right? The long-term projections for the OCR. Do you think it needs to go that high to achieve what the Reserve Bank wants, which is lower inflation and to kind of get a grip on house prices?
No, I don't. I don't think the cash rate needs to go to 4% at all. I think we're having a real impact on households today, right now. The cost of living crisis, and now you're adding interest costs as well. I think we're going to see quite a significant slowdown in consumption and consumer behaviour. So I don't think you need to go anywhere near 4%, but it's not about what I think, it's what the Reserve Bank thinks, and that's what they're signalling to the market, that's what's getting priced, and that's what's going to end up in a mortgage rate.
What are the potential consequences of that? Are we staring down the barrel of a recession?
Well, the risk of a recession certainly increases the more we tighten policy. So, it'll be interesting where we wake up in a year's time. If the consumer has managed to hold on, if the labour market is still strong and wages are rising, then we could be in a situation where we get a soft landing. But we're only a few hiccups away from a recession with the rate at which mortgage rates are rising.
And the Reserve Bank makes the comment in its statement that employment is above sustainable levels, borders are open. So what does that mean?
That's an economist's way of saying we're expecting things to mean revert back to something more normal, which is like an unemployment rate of about 4% when the borders open.
So people losing their jobs with higher mortgage rates?
Yes. But but not to levels that would correlate with high default rates. If you want to stress test a bank, you stress test a bank with an unemployment rate. An unemployment rate going to 6% is a concern, but an unemployment rate going to 8, 9, 10% is a real worry. There's an exponential correlation with people defaulting and very high rates of unemployment.
Okay, given what we've seen today, the housing market, how much are you expecting this to shave off house prices against what you previously forecast?
Look, we previously forecast house prices to fall 10% this year. There's a good chance they fall closer to 15% on the back of this now. The Reserve Bank really does have their foot on the back of the housing market and wants to push it down to what it believes are more sustainable levels. And more sustainable levels in their minds is a 15% contraction in prices.
Really appreciate your time, Jared. Thanks for explaining that to us. That is Jared Kerr, who's Kiwibank's chief economist.